Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The unsung visionaries of digital technology. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In PC World magazine, writer Chris Null ranks the top 50 visionaries in computer science, people who've had the greatest impact on the way we use computers today. Topping the list are Jack Kilby and Robert Noyce, who independently developed integrated circuits about the same time in 1959. Those circuits allowed for a dramatic reduction in the size and power of computers. Chris Null, thanks for joining us. Your list includes well-known figures like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and the guys from Google. But let's take a look at some of the lesser known people, starting with number six on your list, Ray Tomlinson.
Well, Ray Tomlinson is really the father of email as we know it. He was the first person to send an electronic message from one computer to another, did that in 1971 when he was working on the ARPANET. You know, it was just basically tinkering around, trying to figure out a way to get messaging done, and we owe it all to him. He even came up with the use of the at symbol, as we know it, to separate the username from the computer name, and that's something that stuck.
At number nine on your list is a man from the video game industry, Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah, so Shigeru is really one of the great founding fathers of the video game business. Shigeru basically was the founder of Nintendo, and started up a little guy named Mario, as we know it. Grew that into a huge franchise. Also created Donkey Kong and some of the other great classic arcade games. Eventually stayed with Nintendo and grew to become an executive there. Launched the Wii and has had just immense impact in the gaming industry, specifically from a console standpoint. He's also really single-handedly responsible for getting gaming out of the funk that it went into in the early 1980s. After Atari collapsed, everyone thought, you know, gaming was going to go the way of the pet rock.
At number 12 on your list of visionaries is Bill Atkinson. Now, he had an impact on how we use computers today. How?
Well, Bill was a programmer through and through, and he worked on the Apple Macintosh in the very early days. His original ideas about how to interact using the mouse and on-screen commands were just profound at the time when people were just coming out of the text-based computing environment. He also coded a lot of applications, including MacPaint, QuickDraw, and even HyperCard, which is one of the early predecessors of the web as we know it.
We have number 14 on your list, Martin Cooper, to thank for our obsession with mobile phones. Is that right?
That's right. Martin Cooper really invented the mobile phone as we know it today. If you've seen the old 1970s, 1980s brick phones that weighed about 2 pounds. That was Cooper's original design. Before that, mobile telephones were more like CB radios or military-style radios where you had to have a backpack worth of gear to actually make a call. He figured out a way to shrink all that down to, like I said, a 2-pound block. It took another 10 years for him to shrink it down to a 1-pound block after that.
Chris Null writes for PC World. Google's Sergey Brin and Larry Page come in at number two on Null's list of visionaries, followed by Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and World Wide Web inventor Tim Berners-Lee. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.